Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes. Hey, my name is Jimmy. I work with First Commerce Credit Union with the financial institution, and I have done, and you may or may not be able to help me with this, so I'm going to kind of give you the shortened version. I've got someone that is having their account, their debit card drafted for purchases that they have not made, okay? And we submitted disputes on those where it says that they were, in fact, legitimate purchases. So my question to you is if they were purchasing something by mistake that was being like a revolving monthly charge, how would they go about stopping it?
Can I start out by getting the customer zip code, please, sir?
Sure. Okay. It is 32448.
Okay. Can I have the customer first and last name?
Anna Falk.
Okay. One moment. Can I have you spell the first name for me?
A-N-N-A.
And can I have you spell the last name for me?
F-A-U-L-K.
Okay, thank you. Can I have you verify her address for me?
1829 Destiny Lane.
Okay, and the city and the state?
Mariana, Florida.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding, okay?
Okay.
My computer's loading, okay? I'm sorry about the wait.
No worries. My thing is, if they signed up by something by mistake, then you know that's kind of on them, and I get it. I just want to try to help them alleviate it because they're saying, you know, they don't have any kind of products being shipped to them.
Yes, sir.
Services. So we're just trying to alleviate everything so everybody's happy.
Yes, sir. So by looking at this account, it looks like she entered a contest to win a KitchenAid. She paid for the shipping, which is $5.74, on October the 30th. And it looks like she already called in to get her account closed because she was enrolled into our monthly gadgets club for $67.32. And she called in to close this account on November the 23rd.
Okay, so that's what I needed to know. So it has been handled and taken care of, though, correct?
That's correct. Was any disputes okay. already made, sir, with the bank?
There was, and it could come back stating that very same thing, that it was enrolled and verified. So we give them credit and took it back. So, yeah, we that tells me exactly where we're at anyway. So it was a legitimate charge. It was just something that was done on their end. So I'm just trying to make sure everybody's on the same page. So I appreciate your time, and you've been extremely helpful.
Yes, sir. So she was charged $67.32. So what we can do to help her out, if you drop the dispute, we can get her back a 50% refund, a $33.66 back to her account.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Because we have dropped that dispute because of the fact
okay.
of we received confirmation that it was legitimate.
Yes,
so
sir.
That has been done. Now, as far as the 50% refund, that would be fantastic.
Okay. So one moment. Yes, you can continue.
So my question is, now because we thought this was something that was done in fraud when it was presented to us, I have captured that debit card. So the debit card that was used for the intended purchase or entering of the sweepstakes is no longer active. Is that going to pose a difference?
No, sir. So it will still basically just still go back into the account
okay.
that she made with the bank. Okay?
Okay. Fantastic.
So she will get the $33.66. back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And the account is closed.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, that'll be great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, sir. And thank you for calling the customer support. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sorry.